You might have heard about FarmBits, that new project has been announced by Microsoft and is available in public preview to help farmers be more efficient in their productions. Jeff and I will be on the IoT show today to talk about FarmBits, as well as do a little demo of how IoT Plug and Play and IoT Central can help build such solutions. Watching the IoT show, guys. We are on the road at Ignite 2019, and I found Ranveer on the FarmBits booth. Ranveer, thanks for joining.
Hi, Olivier. My pleasure.
So, what is FarmBits? We're here with tons of agricultural stuff and devices. There's been an announcement. Yeah. Can you tell us a bit about yourself and about FarmBits?
Yeah, I'm Ranveer Chandra. I'm the Chief Scientist of Azure Global at Microsoft. And I started the FarmBits project in 2015. The goal of FarmBits is to enable data-driven agriculture. That is, we want farmers to instead of just relying on guesswork, to use data and data-driven insights to take their agricultural decisions, like how much water to apply, how much pesticide to apply. So the announcement yesterday was we are announcing FarmBits as in public preview.
Okay.
So it says you can go to Azure Marketplace and install FarmBits in your Azure subscription.
Okay.
What you can do with FarmBits is you can specify a farm, a field, and then you can connect different sensors, drones, robots, or even satellite information to that farm that you define in Azure.
And then you have some algorithms that actually will extract the insights that they will need to optimize their production, reduce costs, and so on, right?
That's right. So in addition, so with the marketplace offering, it comes with something which we're calling Data Hub, where you have all the data, but we are also bringing in AI and machine learning algorithms on top. Some of them, as you said, one such algorithm will tell you for a farm, what are the right places to put the sensors? If I have five sensors, where should I put them? In addition to that, we learn from the sensors and aerial imagery from these drones or from satellites. And then we predict these sensor values at other locations where you do not have sensors. So with very few sensors in the farm, you can start building these heat maps, making predictions of all the places in the farm, what's your soil moisture and other variables.
Got it. What is one of the main challenges that I see, like lots of different sensors and devices? What is the main challenge that you guys solved with specific technology when it comes to connecting these devices?
Yeah, so one of the main goals of FarmBits was to make data-driven agriculture more affordable.
Yeah.
Existing solutions are expensive. One of the reasons is because of connectivity. Most of these farms don't have good connectivity. How do you send data from sensors, from drones, when you don't have any cellular connectivity?
Yep.
You could use satellite connectivity, but that'll
be expensive.
Yeah. So instead, we are using an innovative technology that we've been working on for a while. I personally have been working on that for 15 years, on using unused TV channels to send and receive data. Like you're seeing this antenna over here. We send Wi-Fi-like signals on this antenna, on these unused TV channels.
Okay.
And the interesting thing is, in the middle of a farm, most of the TV channels are unoccupied because TV towers are in cities. You have TV towers here in Orlando, in Seattle. The farms are away from the city. So you have a lot of unused channels to send and receive data. So using this, what you can do is imagine if you had Wi-Fi that could go, say, 10 miles. And that's the kind of scenario. Or LoRa that could go like three or four times the distance than LoRa could do
so
now.
So using that as a transport, and then the protocol that is on top could be protocols that are used.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly.
So like, what do we have here? We have some like fancy devices.
Yeah. So with FarmBits, we are integrating with a lot of partners, allowing partners, these are sensor companies, drone companies, robots, to be able to send data from the middle of the farm to FarmBits, to Azure.
Yeah.
And so you have sensors, for example, this is a sensor from a partner called Teralytic.
Okay.
They have 26 different sensors on this, including PNK, that is phosphorus, nitrogen, and potassium sensors. This is a sensor from Davis Instruments, which builds weather stations, also different types of sensors. This is one of the drones from DJI.
This is
a slant range camera that can that has hyperspectral imagery.
Okay.
This is a sense. This
That's
is an
cool
EarthSense
one.
Robot.
Yeah.
This thing can go in between the rows, taking images. This has a LiDAR sensor.
Wow.
This has multi-spectral sensors.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a SenseFly drone, a fixed wing drone. So all of these are FarmBits partners where they then send the data from the farm to the cloud, to farm-based.
So that actually makes me wonder, so you had to work with these partners on establishing protocols and understanding these devices, and now you have a collection of devices that work with farm-based.
Yes.
Jeff actually did a fantastic demo at Ignite during the event, so I'm going to go to him and talk about how we're solving this problem of connecting these devices of various types, talking different protocols.
Yes, that's the real value on top of it. That is, in addition to this, you could have IoT Central to bring and plug and play, to bring in a lot of new devices and then integrate it with farmbeats, combine it with satellite imagery to create a lot of new insights for farmers.
I love that. Ranveer, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Let me go to Jeff now. See you soon. Jeff, my friend,
how
are you?
What is up, buddy? I'm doing amazing. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Great.
I just had a fantastic speech with Ranveer about farmbeats.
Yeah.
We are in the middle of crops.
They're struggling a bit, but we're in the middle of them.
And it's midweek.
Yes.
So we're talking about farmbeats that allows connecting all these devices, collecting the data. One thing that struck me is that all these devices are connected to farmbeats today. It's kind of a, like, you know, DIY type of way of connecting them, right? Each of them have different protocols, different types of data, they expose different types of commands. We have something that you demoed, which is IoT plug and play, integrates into IoT Central. Tell me about these technologies and how they allow solutions like farmbeats to get simpler for IoT developers and platform developers.
Yeah, and it really, they go hand in glove, because if you want to, hand in glove, wow, I'm proud of myself on
you're
that one,
good.
On a farm. But if you want to make IoT accessible to the entire world, you also need to make sure that you have all these devices, you can manage them and onboard them in a central spot. As you mentioned, IoT Central and IoT Plug and Play is perfect for that.
Yeah.
So we've actually got a central dashboard up here, and I'll walk you through it right now.
Yeah.
So we've got a few devices, some of the ones you were just looking at, like those Teralytic sensors, managing the moisture. But what's cool here is I can get a brand new device, like this one here.
Like the application has never heard about.
Right now it knows about these sensors and this gateway. That's it. Those are the only devices it even knows exist.
Yeah. So typically it would be the farmer is actually getting a new soil moisture sensor from Lambda.
Some manufacturer,
That says, hey, my device is plug and play certified.
Right.
Okay.
And so all they have to do at this point, I quickly logged into this device and I just gave it the scope ID for this IoT account.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I was able to say, like, hey, this is the my application, as well as the tokens that it needed, whether it's SaaS or certificate. That's all I did. So it took me 5 seconds ahead of time.
Okay.
And what's amazing now is that I can just power it on.
Yes.
And as soon as I power it on, the rest all happens for me. Let me check. I'm using my cell phone as a hotspot right now, so I want to make sure it's exposing
to be safe,
a hotspot to be safe.
Because you don't trust the Wi-Fi in
events. It's not too reliable
How
with all these people around interested in this farm. But what's cool is that this device is now booting up. It's connected to Wi-Fi. It got an IP address. It's doing everything else for me.
Yeah.
So it has.
Because you're a farmer.
Exactly. I don't want
to
deal with that.
You don't know to do that.
JSON? What the crap is a JSON payload that this is sending up to an IoT hub? All I know is that I have this device that has temperature, humidity. So it's now let IoT Central know about its device capability model.
Okay.
It said, hey, here's the sensors that I have. This is the format of the data I'm going to be sending.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things is that if I have a device template, manufacturers like this manufacturer can even register with the gallery.
Okay.
So they can say, like, hey, here's my device. But it also gives them the chance to include pre-built dashboards. So with this new device, I want to be able to visualize it right away. I want to see the temperature. I want to see the humidity. So once this gets plugged in and it's ready to go now, I can actually come back to the device list. Check this out. Brand new device type.
Yes.
It now knows about our MX chip.
Yep.
It knows this is my IoT device. And when I click it, there's that pre-built dashboard that we talked about. In fact, it already has some data that's flowing through, pressure, temperature, humidity. It's plug and play.
It's plug and play.
I'm ready to play with the data now. It's back. It's in the app with the rest of my stuff.
Yeah, I think we should start a farm.
Yeah.
The good thing, well, the thing is that we know nothing about farming. So farmers know about farming, but now they can leverage our technologies, AI and IoT, thanks to this kind of technologies.
Yeah, and the industry standards that IoT Central is helping push with this really solve problems for every single scenario, right? Farming is one, healthcare, manufacturing, like everyone's got this Internet of Devices. In Central and IoT plug and play really make it accessible and available to get up and running really quick. It's
awesome.
Exciting stuff.
Jeff, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Olivier. Yeah.
Thanks for watching the IoT Show. If you want to learn more about FarmBits, you can go to aka.ms/IoTShow/FarmBits. See you soon on the IoT Show, Jeff. You as well. You're welcome anytime.
Hey, great.
Thank you.